Digging in the ground and looking for evidence of how people once lived is not for everyone. We can't all be archaeologists, but we can certainly appreciate what they do, and we can see more of what they do with the help of the Archaeological Legacy Institute and its arm, the Archaeology Channel. TAC brings a film festival full of archaeology films to Eugene every spring, then takes the show on the road. It's in Ashland at the moment, with a final set of film screenings coming up this Friday and Saturday nights at Science Works Hands-On Museum. Two guests join us. Dr. Rick Pettigrew is the president and executive director of the Archaeological Legacy Institute. He's on the phone. Hi, Rick.
Hi, Jeff. Thanks a lot for having me. It's great to be back.
It's good to have you here again. And in the studio with me one more time, Chelsea Rose, who is from Southern Oregon University, archaeologist and anthropologist. Good to have you back as well.
Oh, thanks. Great to be here.
So, Rick, start us off with the easy stuff about what the Archaeological Legacy Institute is all about.
Well, we're a nonprofit organization basically dedicated to public education about the human cultural heritage with an archaeological point of view. We've been around since 1999, and our principal project is our website, the Archaeology Channel, where we do streaming media, video and audio programming. And we've expanded our scope to include all sorts of media activities, including our film festival.
And how long has the film festival been going on?
We started it here in Eugene in 2003. And so currently we're on our 12th year.
So you present the films in is it May in Eugene, and then to take them on the road to various places for the months afterward?
That's right. Our next installment comes up in May of 2015, between the 15th and the 19th. And then we'll do the same thing we've been doing for a number of years. We'll gather together the best films, package them up, and take them on the road to a series of venues, including Ashland.
And over time, how are things going? How are audiences taking to this stuff? I mean, between the Archaeology Channel and the Film Festival, are people showing more interest in learning about archaeology through film and video?
I think so. I think that we have a fairly steady audience. We have a lot of excited people in our audience. We get a lot of good feedback. It doesn't include everybody in the world, but there is a pretty solid core of people who are interested in this topic.
And Chelsea Rose, you've had a chance to get a feel for some of that through a couple of different jobs involving video, primarily with Time Team America airing on PBS. And tell us a bit about that whole project.
Yeah, so, you know, it's a really exciting time to be in public archaeology. Archaeologists are increasingly opening up the doors so that you can kind of look over their shoulder and see what they're doing. Time Team America had two seasons. The second season was National Science Foundation funded, which was really exciting because the archaeologists and a whole panel of specialists got to really be involved in the content and making the decisions about, you know, what kind of sites we would visit, how we would portray them. And, you know, we went to a lot of great places. There was a lot of great archaeology that was highlighted that people can see. And not only does that highlight some of the methodology, like what archaeologists actually do and how, you know, it's the small things that can tell the big stories, but it also, you know, allows the scientists and the people actually doing the work to have more of a say in the way that their profession is you know, kind of shown and shared with the public. And that's another great thing about the Archaeology Channel is it's kind of, you know, putting the power in the hands of the archaeologists to showcase what they want to do. And so there's so many different ways now that people can kind of get archaeological content that's a lot more realistic and a lot less romantic than Indiana Jones, but I would say equally as exciting and engaging.
I was going to ask you for examples of how archaeology is represented traditionally on the screen, and you went straight there, Indiana
yeah.
Jones, which is where I usually go too. Yeah, so generally what you're saying is archaeologists are not spending a lot of time stealing skulls from caves and things like that?
No, and you know, funnily enough, I just tried to rewatch Raiders of the Lost Ark last week, and I couldn't even sit through it. And so what that really said to me was, wow, I know how much more exciting and cool our job really is. We don't have to dress it up with boulders, you know, chasing us and, you know, the ruby statues and all that stuff. You know, there's plenty of really great authentic aha moments and excitement and you know, definitely a little bit of adventure in there, too, that, you know, that we want to share that hasn't been really conveyed to the public. So,
Rick Pettigrew, is there more material to work with these days, more to choose from, both for the Archaeology Channel and for the film festival series?
Well, are you asking about the films, what films we're showing?
I'm asking about just the general availability of them.
Well, you know, actually, many of these films, most of these films are not otherwise available. One of the difficulties that we have is that content being produced today, especially films, don't really find their way into venues where people can see them. You know, there really aren't very many channels on TV, you know, that show this kind of thing. And so there's really not much opportunity. And we're in a good position here ourselves in that we are, I think, maybe the leading venue in this type of material. Our festival shows films from all over the world. Last year, we received 113 entries from 24 countries. You know, the vast majority of this is not seen by the public in this country. So I feel that we're in a very special position here. And some of this material does make its way to our website and to our cable TV show, which is straight up Portraits of Humanity, which now is being distributed on 26 cable venues across the country.
Well, I was going to ask you about whether there was at one time, perhaps with the proliferation of digital TV channels on cable, if there was a chance to turn the Archaeology Channel into a non-web and actual TV entity or to do both or something like that, and if that window has closed.
No, the window hasn't closed at all. I think that the proliferation of digital venues has increased the opportunity for us because there are, you know, more interested potential venues out there, including, you know, companies like Comcast and other cable companies who are looking for content to put in their expanding, you know, set of channels. In fact, we're currently involved with Comcast in terms of expanding our programming, you know, through their system.
Dr. Rick Pettigrew is the president and executive director of the Archaeological Legacy Institute. Chelsea Rose is an anthropologist and archaeologist at Southern Oregon University. They're both talking about archaeology films generally, but also about the archaeology film offerings coming up Friday and Saturday in Ashland as part of the annual festival in Eugene, Taken on the Road. Join us on The Exchange with questions or comments about archaeology practices or archaeology on film and video. 800-838-3760 around the listening area. 800-838-3760. Or by email jx@jeffnet.org. Rick, why don't you tell us about the offerings that you have coming up? There are, it looks like, four films altogether between two nights in Ashland this week.
Yeah, that's right. We started with eight. We have four left, but we saved the best for last. I want everybody to know that. On Friday, we have Building Pharaoh's Chariot, which is a WGBH Nova production, and Dancing Salmon Home, which is a local production by a producer here in Eugene. I think these are both excellent films. The last evening, Saturday, Framing the Other from the Netherlands and Dance of the Maze God, an American film, they're all different topics. You know, Building Pharaoh's Chariot is about recreating the chariot of the ancient Egyptian pharaohs. Incredible, actually, discussion of technology. People interested in automotive technology will find this interesting. Dancing Salmon Home is about native people who go to New Zealand and bring their salmon home. These are the people from Northern California.
Oh, this is the Winnemem Wintu, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. The Winnemem Wintu, whose salmon from their McLeod River habitat had been transplanted to New Zealand, and then the species effectively became extinct after the construction of the Shasta Dam.
But because that biological island existed in New Zealand, they could bring eggs back.
Exactly, mm-hmm. Exactly. It's really quite a very heartfelt film. Framing the Other from the Netherlands is about tourists in Ethiopia who go there to gawk at especially the women of the Mursi tribe who wear these enormous lip plates. And it's really, the film is about the relationship between the two sides. It's a very insightful film. Dance of the Maze God is about Maya vases. It's a vast story. It's one of the best documentaries I've ever seen. Maya vases found in royal tombs that tell an incredible story about the history of the Maya people and a real history, not just mythology, but actual events and people.
And when we say Dance of the Maze God, maze is spelled with the I,
That's right, M-A-I-Z-E. This is corn. This was their, you know, one of their staple crops.
When we talk about these foreign, and I mean remote physically and remote in time civilizations, Chelsea Rose, has a lot of your archaeology tended to be in North America?
The stuff I work with, yes. But one of the things I think is so cool about the film series that comes here is it really contextualizes how exciting and important the archaeology in our backyard is, because here we have one of these films, an award-winning film that's from the state of Jefferson. You know, the McLeod River is, you know, not very far from Ashland here and definitely within the listening area. So, you know, archaeology is, there's a lot of really important archaeology happening all across the world, and it's exciting. We tend to kind of glorify the stuff that's in Egypt or something like that, but we definitely have equally exciting and important archaeological sites here in Oregon, certainly in California. You know, And the Archaeology Channel is really a great way to kind of contextualize that because it shows a little bit of everything. So, you know, I'm a little partial to Jacksonville and Southern Oregon stuff, but
where
I
you've been doing a lot of digging lately. So tell us a bit about your recent activities. I know we've had you on to talk about this in the past, but now that we have a little further remove in time, tell us about some of the things that you found or things that you hoped to find and perhaps didn't.
Yeah, so, you know, we're still working a lot with the Chinese quarter in Jacksonville, all those artifacts, and there's thousands and thousands. We've sent bottles off to be analyzed to see what kind of medicines that the population there was using. I've been doing a lot of work with looking at fire and reconstructing the fire from 1888. And as part of that, I went down and the firefighters in Weed graciously gave me a tour of some of the areas that recently burned there because fire behaves the same, whether it's a house, you know, from this summer or a house in 1888. So that was really interesting, too, and will really help inform our interpretation of that house that burned in 1888.
And when you worked with Time Team America, is that going to happen again, by the way?
Oh, I hope so. We're working on, you know, funding is always the tricky part. So we're pursuing avenues to kind of have a season three, and we've got a lot of really great sites lined up for that. And so fingers crossed.
Well, given how fast you guys seem to work on the sites, I mean, is it kind of like being led off to someplace with a blindfold on and then, whoop, okay, learn about all you can about this area in a short amount of time?
Well, it is because, you know, America is a very diverse area, both culturally, you know, the environments are really different. So the archaeology is very different depending on where you are. So for somebody that's used to West Coast archaeology, it's all new to me working in Oklahoma or something, you know. So you have, but, you know, there's certain things of archaeology that are kind of the same, you know, so you kind of have to go in and learn really quickly. And luckily, all the sites have a lot of really great experts that, you know, are a big part of the show as well. But it's fascinating to be able to see all the different archaeology across, you know, spanning thousands and thousands of years and different cultures and populations and influences. It's, you know, there's so much to explore in America, for sure.
You end up getting excited about things that most people probably wouldn't get excited about. And I have the folks from the caves near Lakeview in my mind who are getting excited about coprolites.
Oh, yeah.
So they found human poop and went, hey, look at this.
And everybody should be excited about that because that is pushing back these dates that, you know, what we learn in the school books, it's totally changing it. And so to me, that's really exciting, not only because, you know, we're pushing our understanding of history better, but it's super exciting too because we don't know everything. And that's kind of an exciting place to be as an archaeologist because the questions haven't all been answered. They haven't even begun to be answered. So there's so much more to pursue and research, and it's very important to our understanding of, you know, the difference between when people came to America and settled this area and how they moved across. I mean, that has huge implications to our understanding of American history and how, you know, animals went extinct and all those different components of, you know, the history of this area.
Lots of things that affected everything. I mean,
yeah.
Not just human history, but history, natural history, the world,
yep.
Because of when people showed up on the North American continent. Rick Pettigrew, I mean, you're obviously doing some preaching to the choir through the Archaeology Channel and the Archaeological Legacy Institute. What avenues do you explore to try to reach out to make this a broader thing? Because people obviously do get excited. I mean, there's lots of stuff in the paper. I know when Chelsea and her folks are digging in Jacksonville, for example. How do you capitalize on that passion for learning about our ancestors and turn it into passion to keep up with archaeology on a regular basis?
Well, I think it's all about storytelling. I think that people naturally are really drawn to interesting stories. And the more that we can, you know, deliver this information and this perspective through interesting stories, the more receptive people are about it. That's one reason why I'm attracted to film, because it's a storytelling medium. And it's also visual. People are so visually oriented. I think it's really important for us all to understand where we came from. We can't really understand who we are or what we're doing here if we don't understand the past. And through this storytelling medium, we can connect people with that past and help them to understand how things came to be. And I think that's valuable for all of us, not only individually, but as a society.
One of the things you could do, Chelsea, certainly is compress time. I'm thinking that each episode of Time Team America was probably an hour long, right?
Yeah.
And over the course of that hour, though, you probably encased, what, 2 weeks worth of work on a site?
Well, about a week mm-hmm. or so, yeah. So you get a lot done in a quick amount of time. And archaeology doesn't really happen in 3 days. It happens over long periods of time. But Time Team America kind of came in, looked at one question or one component, and just threw as many resources at it as they could to kind of answer that question. So, but, you know, those kind of Time Team America was a way to share that with the public, but it's not the only way that's happening. Like, archaeology across the nation is, you know, it's cool, it's interesting, and there's ways for people to get involved. And one of the great ways that people can kind of see what's happening is through, you know, the films that are available through the Archaeology Channel.
Are there lots more opportunities for archaeological research these days, given that it seems like every time somebody moves a monument or moves pavement or decides to do something different, for example, on the plaza in Ashland, somebody has to call an archaeologist and say, hey, help us figure out what's under here.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of laws and state and federal laws or local laws that kind of protect archaeology and mandate archaeology as part of the process. So it's always happening, but it used to kind of be something that was very quiet and kind of protected because there is the concern over looting and extra damage to sites. But people have kind of started to make a shift towards public archaeology and realizing the value of sharing what we're doing with people so that they also become invested in it and value it as an important part of our heritage and stewardship of the places we live.
So, Rick Pettigrew, one last time, give us the lineup for this weekend's films and all at ScienceWorks Hands-On Museum in Ashland.
Yes, on Friday night we have Building Pharaoh's Chariot and Dancing Salmon Home. Building Pharaoh's Chariot is from WGBH Nova. Dancing Salmon Home is from a producer in Eugene. Framing the Other Dance of the Maize God are on Saturday night. Framing the Other is a Netherlands film about people meeting each other in Ethiopia. And Dance of the Maize God is an American film about ancient Maya vases. This was the overall winner of the festival, by the way.
Oh, good. Okay, good to know. What's the cost to get into the film festival?
It's just $7.
All right, $7 at 7:30 on Friday and Saturday nights at ScienceWorks Hands-On Museum in Ashland. Rick Pettigrew is the president and executive director of the Archaeological Legacy Institute. Chelsea Rose is an archaeologist and anthropologist at Southern Oregon University. Good to have you both here on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thanks. Hope to see you guys this weekend.
Thank you.
All right, take care. That'll do it for this hour of the Jefferson Exchange. Hour number two, we'll talk about coastal erosion and flooding and climate change effects on those.